Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, Paul Reynolds is a leadership coach who uses the breath to help people think clearly under pressure. Before coaching, he spent a decade in business strategy, helping build a leading renewable energy consultancy. But now he's moved to the breath, and his first book, Breathe Free, was published last year. Paul, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Claire. Delighted to be here.
And it's lovely how your two worlds have collided. And obviously, the work you do with breath work can apply to anybody. You don't have to be, you know, a high-powered CEO or in a leadership role. I mean, we're all leading something, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess I really see breath work as a really important tool for life. And that could be for business leaders, but also in terms of personal leadership. And I see the breath as a really important tool for helping people to think clearly under pressure.
What led you to breath work personally?
Yeah, so I've been, I guess, on a self-development journey for over a decade. I've done plenty of weird and wild things and found coaching about 7 years ago, I guess, and then breath work about 5 years ago. And for me, breath work is an incredibly powerful tool for my own journey, I guess, helped me move from more of a kind of fear-based living to one of freedom and connection and love, I guess, being using that word. Coming back to that tool for life, I guess it ultimately helps me. I guess there's always a choice as to how we respond to situations. And in many ways, that's the core of self-development or leadership development is around, okay, we're faced with a challenge. How do we respond to that challenge? And we can either do that by reacting, which is often a default response, automatic, maybe based on survival strategies, or we can create consciously choosing a response. And that choice, that where we go, whether we respond to that challenge through reaction or through choice, makes a massive difference to success in life. And the breath, again, is that bridge from the react to the create.
And how does breath work feature in your everyday?
Very heavily. So I guess in terms of sessions, I work one-to-one coaching founders and leaders. And so I run breathwork sessions with them. That looks like a two-hour session. You have kind of 30 to 40 minutes of coaching at the start. You then go into the breathwork, which is an hour long. And then you come back around and talk through. And it's then a half an hour kind of check-in and see where they are and then leading to actions and next steps. So that's, I guess, my work in terms of my own personal practice. So, yeah, I guess I like the kind of cadence. I would do a ground exercise once a day, be that meditation, be that breath work. And I tend to play around with different types of breath work. And then in terms of the more transformational stuff, I would do a self session once a week, or probably an hour of that deeper breathing, conscious connected breath. And then I do a facilitated session once a month. I also go on 6-day retreats. I'm just back from 6 days in the Netherlands.
Yeah, and I'm trained in breathwork myself. And Neil O'Murick, who was our trainer at the Blissful Breathwork Academy, he was on a trip in America and he couldn't find a breathwork class. Yeah. So when he travels, he will try and find one. He's open to all different types, all different teachers, wants to connect and learn all the time. And he couldn't find one, and he thought that was really pretty mind blowing. So you feel Ireland is in a good spot?
Yeah, and I do the same. So I was in Edinburgh recently and was looking around for a session and struggled to find one. I think with breathwork, it is sometimes a little difficult to find out exactly what's going on and where the classes are. There isn't necessarily, well, I was kicking around a kind of centralized community website, which would give an idea about where all the different breathwork practitioners are. And I think there's about 55 breathwork practitioners in Ireland, and they're distributed across the country. So yeah, and I guess in terms of Ireland, that's a pretty good community. We certainly see it growing. There's not just me, but there's a bunch of other people, including Nadia of the Breathing Room, who I did a lot of training with in Ireland, both in Dublin, but also dotted around the country as well.
I think that's really good to hear. I really like that. I was very interested in what you said about your coaching sessions, you know, that they are 2 hours long and that there's an hour of breath work in the middle of that. So what journey have you seen people go on? You know, they come on, obviously people want to make the best of a coaching session. So I'm sure they come with questions and ideas and what how it's going to go. And how different are they after the breathwork session?
Yeah, beautiful. So I tend to work on a kind of 6-month program. So at the start of that program, we have a conversation and I use a framework called kind of default future and created future. So a default future is like, if nothing changes over the next 6 months, where are you going to be physically, mentally, emotionally, at work, your relationships, how are you feeling? And we have a conversation around that. And generally that's, well, I'm flat, I'm not having a great time, my relationships are poor, my business is struggling. And then we work out what a created future would look like. So if everything goes well, what does a great future look like for you? In terms of, well, I'm feeling lighter, freer, more successful, happier, my relationship with my kids are stronger. And then the coaching combined with breathwork sessions happen every 2 to 3 weeks to support people to move from that default future to that created future. And the combination of the coaching, so obviously coaching is all about working out what it is that people really want and what's stopping them from getting that, so limiting beliefs and so on. We have that conversation, and that often tees up insights or little queries or things which kind of makes people curious. And then you take it into the breath and they're almost coached by me and then they're coached by the breath, because the breath gives them insights and connections and clarity in ways that they wouldn't have got through talking alone. And then we obviously combine that. And so to go back to the start of the question, which was, what have we changed? Well, people have, they feel a lot better in themselves. Their relationship with themselves is a lot better. That makes them more confident. It makes them calmer. It makes them clearer about what they're going to do, and generally, live a more fulfilled, freer life.
And do you have cynics that come to you? I mean, you're working with a lot of business leaders, high-powered executives, I assume a lot of men. Do you find a difference between the genders? Are women more open to it than men? Does it vary? And how do you get them over that line?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote a book, as you mentioned, and chapter one of that is test, not trust. So you listen to me talking, but ultimately I would encourage you not to trust what I'm saying, but instead to test it, to try it out for yourself. And I'm sure your experience, you appreciated the power in the breath in your own experience. And generally, I mean, there's some often skepticism before people try it, but it's very rare that they have skepticism after they try it. And then it's a question about how far people go into it and how helpful it is. I guess I see breath as a tool for helping people live more fulfilling lives and operate more successful businesses. And so it's then, how do you integrate that breath-based interventions, for want of a better word, into their life, into their business? And that takes a bit of practice and a bit of getting used to. But yeah, if you try it, rarely are people like, that doesn't work. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that doesn't work.
I love that. And I think we all know we need to slow down. We need to find a way to be more present, to pause. And I think for me, breath work can give you something to focus on, because it can be really hard to just sit and meditate, sit and journal, slow down and just be. Whereas to focus on your breath is bringing you into the present moment. It's bringing you into your body, as well as all the physiological benefits that come from slowing down your breathing. And it's free. And, you know, you can just do it anywhere. So, you know, they're all the benefits, because it can be so hard. Even people can struggle to listen to a guided meditation and they don't like the voice and they're not sure about the music, whereas it is your own breath. And I think that's one of the biggest positives of it all. And you can start small. I mean, you're talking about an hour session or, you know, 6 days in the Netherlands, and people are like, whoa, he's just a different guy. But you're going to lead us in a very small breathwork session. So what are you going to do for us?
Yeah, so I'm going to go through a little exercise, which is, it's just going to be 3 breaths. And it's more of a, we can start with a little bit of awareness. Coming back to the art of breathwork, we'll start with the A. So a little bit of awareness about what's happening in the body. Then we'll move to the art, a very simple regulation exercise. I guess one of the most helpful rules of thumb is around the kind of thinking of the breath as the accelerator and the brake. So when we're breathing in and out, and that's a constant flow throughout our life. But if we increase the inhale, we tend to activate the body. And yet if we slow down the exhale, that's like pressing the brake in a car. and like the break in our body. And so it helps slow us down. It helps shift our nervous system from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic nervous system and helps us relax and be more present. And we can do this anywhere. We can do it in the bedroom when the kids are getting at you. You can do it on the boardroom. You can do it on big presentations. As you say, the breath is always with us. And so this is probably the simplest tool, simplest technique I've found to help regulate in those range of a whole range of different situations.
Yeah, I often do it driving, obviously with the eyes still open.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could do it any time. You don't have to be on a cushion with the sage burning. I mean, that's lovely if that's your thing. But, you know, you can weave it into anywhere. So I haven't done my breath work yet this morning. So I am thrilled to be led. So, Paul, lead us on. I'm sitting better in the chair. I've got my feet uncrossed and on the ground. So take it away.
Yeah. So, yeah, just take a moment just to settle in the chair. If you can, close your eyes and that feels good, do so. But there's no pressure to. And then just tune into any sensations in your body. Maybe ask yourself, where is my breath in this moment? And this is all about bringing the awareness to the signals that are happening in our body every minute of every day. And then next, we can, in a moment, I'll ask you to just do three breaths. The breath is a gentle inhale, generally through the nose, and then the exhale is as slow and as long as you comfortably can do. So if you can take that first breath in through the nose and then out as gentle and as long and as slow as you can. And again, in your own time, take a breath in through your nose and then out through your mouth, gentle, slow and long. And again, in your own time, you can do a third breath. And I guess now just become aware of how you're feeling in your body. Maybe there was some softening in sensations in your shoulders, a relaxing in your feet, in your hands, or maybe nothing, and that's all okay. I guess one thing I love about this is it buys me time. So if I'm in a high-pressure situation, could be wherever, in work or in life, this slow, long exhale just buys me time and helps me move from that react state to a creative choice. And when you're ready, you can bring your eyes open and come back.
Yeah, and you do feel different. And it's such a short, easy thing to do. And it's one of my favorite things now when I get asked to speak. I will always weave that in because people are like, yeah, no, we hear, you know, prioritizing our well-being, lifestyle medicine, it's all so important. But, you know, I'm busy and, you know, they kind of go back to their normal. But if you say three deep breaths with a focus on a long, slow exhale, do it when the kettle is boiling, do it before you throw your legs out of bed in the morning, do it before you make a big decision and just see how it shows up. People are like, well, okay, maybe I can give that a go. I have your book in my hand, Breathe Free, A Guide to Your Conscious Connected Breath. And the word I keep seeing, I can see it here on the back, and you've said it a lot, is clarity. And what does that mean? How does that show up for people? And how does breath work help with that?
Yeah, beautiful question. I guess clarity for me is knowing what to do. And in many ways, we only really need to know what the next step is. Often in life, we get, well, where am I going to be in a year's time or 2 years' time or whatever? And that's kind of a natural part of being human. But ultimately, we only ever really need to know the next step. And the breath, and also in the transformational sessions, it has this crazy ability to be like, you've been struggling with a problem, you don't know what to do, you have a session, it's like, bang, okay, that's what I need to know. And it all comes together. But on a more micro level, as you were talking about, the ability to shift from a reactive state to a creative state, to calm the body and then take a decision. Often in that moment of pause, it's actually stepping out of the noise, stepping out of the signals, pausing. That's when clarity emerges.
I remember hearing, I think it was on a podcast, that Barack Obama said when he would make a big decision, and obviously he was making global decisions, he would wait till he got to 51%. Like, you're never going to be 100% on anything, was his point. Mm-hmm. So he would wait until he was 51% and then he'd just go and he'd make that decision. And I really admired that in him. But you're only going to have that sense of self if you're grounded And again, that's where breath work can come in, because he wasn't thinking, and, you know, is this the right decision? And I'm not sure about that. And what about this outcome? And what about that outcome? Because we're never going to be sure of what's going to happen next, as you said. But 51% in a grounded position is probably as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, absolutely. And the ability, I guess, increasingly so, the ability to adapt to uncertainty, adapt to change. I guess humans in some ways are going to have to get better at doing so, given what's kind of coming down the track.
Well, I think I'm going to have to book in for a session with you, or at least come on the next trip to the Netherlands. But thank you so much, even for that little 2 minute reset for all of us. Where can people find you?
So I work one-to-one with founders and leaders, and I am developing a group program which helps leadership teams think more clearly under pressure. It's called The Human Advantage, and you can find more details at my website, www.paul-reynolds.com.
And the book, as I said, is called Breathe Free, A Guide to Your Conscious Connected Breath. Paul Reynolds, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.